None. On the run. None. On the run. None. On the run. None. On the run.
Jerry Nunn is here from Nunn on the Run, and I want to quickly thank Quincy Jones for helping put that together for me. That was very, very nice of him. Jerry, before we get into all the doings of happenings that are happening in Chicago, Ryan, you have a quick correction that needs to be made.
Yeah, so it was a 2-hour special of three shows. It was Golden Girls, Empty Nest, and Nurses, mm-hmm. and it was called Hurricane Saturday, and they specifically focused on one kind of storm, but this actually happened before Hurricane Andrew. It happened in November of 1991. It ran on a Saturday, and Andrew didn't come until 1992.
So we were trying to figure out if they timed it to each do an episode and then go, when is a hurricane coming? We'll run it then. But that wasn't the case at all.
No, it happened before a hurricane happened. Well, maybe it was after a hurricane, but it wasn't Andrew.
Because all those shows were based in Florida.
Florida, right on the coast there. Oh, yeah.
So it makes perfect sense. Yeah. And then, Dane, this isn't a correction, but an addendum to our puppet... I keep wanting to say Hall of Fame. Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, the puppet path of stardom.
Yep. These are the most important puppets all getting their heads and possibly lower torsos or upper torsos. So we had left out Garfield Goose, but that is also a local Chicago favorite. Might not get national recognition, but the other one certainly would.
From Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, King Friday.
Yes.
You have all those. Wasn't there like a cat meow meow guy?
Yeah.
There was,
how about Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop. We mentioned Lamb Chop earlier.
Did you? Okay.
Sherry Lewis's achievements. Yes. Yep.
So I think this is the tip of the puppet-related iceberg, that there are so many under or unrecognized kind of contributions to the entertainment
We're
landscape
gonna make
by
this
puppets.
Happen. Yep. Visit our GoFundMe page. And contribute whenever you can. Jerry, how are you? Good to see you.
Yes, thanks
for having
me. You
brought in some food. You do this from time to time. It's so nice of you. What did you bring in?
Well, thanks. So we're going to be talking about the Grand Cochon that is coming up. It's a big competition that is going to be here in Chicago.
Now, when we talk about it, Dane is well-schooled on this. I've only heard the name but don't know too much about it. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But what did you bring up and from where?
So this is Mexican cuisine from Cantina Laredo. That's at 508 North State Street. They've been there 8 years, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
They're that long. And so they're based out of Texas. Really great food. They're competing in this pig competition. So they're going to be doing some chorizo, all kinds of things during this competition that's coming up. And that happens. The competition is called the Grand Cochon, which means domestic pig in French.
Oh.
Just so you know. All right. You know what cochon means.
All right.
And that's going to be at Fulton Market. And that comes up September 15th at 6 p.m.
And for the listeners, too, it is... So Danny Espinosa is over there at Cantina Laredo. They are the Chicago defending champions for Cochon 555. So it's a national tour that has events all over the country and cities. And it's five pigs, five chefs, five winemakers.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in... It's heritage breed pork is to extend that conversation about it. So instead of just commodity pork. So you've got your Berkshires, your Durocs, your... You know, all these different kind of pigs in the farms that... support them as well. So they come together and it's a lot of creativity in there. It's an awesome event because it isn't, and Jerry, I know you've been to it a number of times over the years as well. And Grand Cochon is like the Super Bowl of it. So these are those best winners from around the country converging here. So it's going to be great. 15th at Fulton Market.
I'm guessing anyone, the general public is certainly allowed, right?
Yes.
So how is it priced structurally? How do they pull this up?
So they have like a general admission for $150. There's VIP for $225.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts a little earlier, so you get a chance to go in and before everyone goes crazy.
Yeah.
Over all the... the winner gets king of... Or queen of pork.
And everything's included too, Jerry. So just people know. So you don't get in there and then it's like itemized or all. It's all the all the food you can pretty much enjoy. There's lots of bourbons and certainly the wines and things like that. So it's one thing
That's
to
excellent.
Get in there and enjoy it all. Yep.
And someone is named the King of Pork.
Yes.
Which is my favorite Police song of all time.
Perfect.
I love that song. And when is it and where is it? One
that
more time.
September 15th.
Yeah.
It's at Fulton Market. And this is the 10th anniversary for this competition.
Excellent. So, that sounds good.
Cachon555.com for tickets and stuff.
Wow, Dane, right off the top of your head.
I know. He's into it.
Wow.
I start off strong.
That's impressive. Are some of the contestants from other places other than Chicago?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, there's Dallas represented, Austin, New York City, L.A., Miami. Oh, so
wide variety. Excellent.
But yeah.
Good luck to all the participants. That sounds good.
But we want Chicago to win.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yep.
So just to go over, it's, you know, Labor Day weekend.
Will this be a busy month for events in Chicago?
It is a crazy month.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it is really jam-packed.
Yeah. And the weather's supposed to be not too bad
for this weekend. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So we're celebrating workers on September 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Things to do in Chicago. The Jazz Festival's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 23rd.
That's the one that Jasmine keeps telling me is named after her, but I'm not positive it is.
Exclusive rights to.
Are you sure, Jazz? All right.
Yeah, so that's going on over the whole weekend, so September 1st, 41st edition. There's going to be a special tribute to Nat King Cole.
Deserved.
By his brother, Freddie.
Freddie King Cole.
Yes. In Millennium Park.
Is that real?
Freddie Cole. His name's Freddie Cole.
Okay.
Is he also a musician?
I don't know if he's the king. Yeah, he's going to be doing this whole tribute thing in Millennium Park, and that's free.
Yeah. So anybody can come. Very, very nice.
Yeah, so that's coming over this weekend. Taste of Polonia in Jefferson Park.
Do you tell me about that.
I'm Polish.
It's Polish food.
Yes.
Right, obviously. Yeah.
Polish food, 30 bands going through September 2nd, 4 stages.
Will Bobby Vinton be attending?
Possibly.
All right. There's always a chance, Dane.
Or Bobby Vinton's brother.
Yes. Nice.
Freddie Vinton. Freddie King Cole Vinton.
So that's going to be great. That's only $5 to $10.
Oh, what a bargain that is.
A good bargain on
that. Wow. Why is that so low priced? What's going on?
You know, we're just trying to keep it real here in Chicago.
That's a very, very affordable price, $5 to $10.
Another affordable price is the African Festival of the Arts is this weekend also through September 2nd in Washington Park.
Mm-hmm. And what goes on at this? Do we know?
Art.
Traditional drumming, vendors, games, all kinds of fun
Something
stuff.
For everybody.
Something for everyone. It's $20 at the gate.
All right. A little more expensive than A Taste of Polonia.
I'm moving up.
All right.
Yeah. Another free event. Navy Pier is going to be ending their fireworks. So right out there.
I think this weekend the last weekend for the fireworks?
Yes. It is, you know, in the beer garden, they're going to have some more bands playing. There's a whole lineup September 1st through the 3rd. At NavyPier.org.
And Lobster Fest, the Great American Lobster Fest,
that's
is this weekend. We had some representatives from there this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went out there last year and had some
lobster.
That's
a good time, right?
Yeah, it was good. It's a huge lobster. Rock lobster.
So good.
Yes.
So good.
So, and we had our Tribune summer party out at the offshore.
Isn't that a great place to do it? And the views are spectacular.
Yeah. We were trying to do it around the Air and Water Show, but we did it a little after and the weather was better.
Yeah.
So
good.
It's the largest rooftop in the country.
Wow.
It's pretty cool up there. You got to check it out.
Where is, when you walk down where the bridge is here outside the window, there's a poster that shows some rooftop restaurant or bar, but I don't know. I don't think it's for the building that's there because it's near the Sheraton.
Okay.
But I don't know where it is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did you see that?
I'll pay attention.
The next time you come down by the bridge, they show it and they say Chicago's most scenic rooftop bar and restaurant, and they say the name of it, but they don't give the address of it. And I don't know where it is.
I wonder. It's just got to be. There's so many rooftops and hotels.
It's becoming a big deal, isn't it?
Yes. It's a big deal. You know, when I went to Nashville, that was all about the rooftops.
The rooftops?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's just all over the place now.
It's on a nice summer night, they put one in Evanston. I live in Evanston, and they put one, and it's the third floor of a building, which you go, well, what kind of a view is that? Uh-huh. But there's just something about being up there in the open air in the summer. It's just so nice.
I think Chicagoans just like to get out.
Yes.
I love having a little balcony on my condo where I can go out, you know, sit outside.
That rooftop's nice. Of course, it's seasonal. It's not the kind of thing we can enjoy all the time.
During the polar vortex?
Well, right. There's times when it's better. we're more enjoyable, depending on who you are.
Right.
But just to have, it's sort of like an oasis, right?
Yes.
You know, you're in this little kind of place.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. And don't you also think, I can't speak for everybody, but for my wife and I, because we eat out in restaurants all the time, if you're eating outside, even if the food is just average, it's still really nice because you're eating outside.
Yeah.
Something about it.
Yeah, there is. There's the patios get packed.
Yes.
And, you know.
I'm all right with that.
Yes. So we have some more things coming. Speaking of food and eating outdoors, Chicago Gourmet is coming up. You know, I love that.
Dane, we talked about this last year.
I'm going to do a nice commercial for Chicago May coming up for Wintrust. Yeah. I'll be emceeing parts of it, I'm sure.
Oh, very nice.
Awesome. Well, that's great.
Do you know about this year's Chicago Gourmet, Joe?
Some of the same people are coming, but Andrew Zimmern, do you know him?
He's great. So Bizarre Foods, if you're used to him, he's a national kind of Food Network Discovery Channel personality. He's really great live, too. So he always has some cool insights, fun stories.
He's a talker. He's a good guy.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
So that's, I usually go Saturday, so the 28th, but it's the weekend and there's all kinds of events the whole weekend and all that. So Rick Bayless and them, I'll be out there. Art Smith's coming, which, you know, he's my buddy. I love him.
Yeah. I've heard you mention him in the past.
A lot of great people.
What is Art Smith's restaurant?
He's not doing one like in Chicago now.
Oh, he doesn't?
He's doing like different ones.
He's just a great personality. People know him, of course, as a long time Oprah's chef, but he's on like Top Chef Masters. He's just a great personality. He's an incredible guest and just one of those great ambassadors for great food and family and all the kind of stuff that
does
they
a lot
do
for charity and things like that.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah, he's great. Some new things that just opened. There's a new drag queen bar that just opened. Did you guys hear about Lips?
No.
You guys heard about Lips? Yeah.
What goes on there?
Not yet.
What can you tell us?
A lot of lip syncing.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Lips. It's actually a big institution. It's been around 20 years in New York.
Yeah.
And it's finally made its way to Chicago. It opened on, this is like a week ago.
Yeah.
So that's at 2229 South Michigan Avenue. So it's on the other side of Michigan Avenue.
And their game is lip syncing. It's not karaoke, but it's...
No, it's lip syncing.
It is.
And these are like some of the top, you know, lip sync drag queens that we have. And they're doing different kind of, you know, they're doing like a gospel brunch and different kind of shows. They have, but you have dinner with it.
Oh, so wow.
There's the dinner aspect where
that's
you
fun.
Have dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Do you actually get to eat the food or just move your lips to the food?
Everything is simulated.
Everything.
It's very rich food, but it was good. They did a nice job with the menu.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So I did that. Another gay happening is the Reeling Film Festival is coming back.
And what is this?
So this is the LGBT Film Festival, 37th annual. This has been going on for 37.
That's tremendous.
Yes. That's September 19th to the 29th. And the full schedule's at reelingfilmfestival.org. It's beginning at the Music Box.
Yeah.
With this movie called The Shiny Shrimps. Which is totally up your alley. And the storyline, though, I love the storyline. Listen to this.
Okay. Yes.
The Olympic champion makes a homophobic statement and is punished to coach the Shiny Shrimps, a gay water polo team.
Wait,
that not great?
Another gay water polo movie, Jerry? How many of these are we going to have to sit through?
You know, so it's formula. It's a trend. But it just sounds so great. I mean, doesn't it sound so fun?
Anytime there's gay water polo, come on.
And so that's at the Music Box. It kicks off there the first night, and they're going to have a big party.
So with the Gay Film Festival, is it films made by gay directors, or is it films that have gay subject matter, or is it both?
It can be a mix. Anybody can make a film. I went out to Outfest in L.A., so I've previewed a lot of the films already.
Have you already seen the movie with the water polo team?
I have not seen that one. That one was not out there, but there's several that have carried over.
Yeah.
And there was like some straight guys that just wanted to do a film about diversity. I mean, there's some really interesting people. So I've been interviewing some people for it, and the closing one I did see, it's called Scream Queen, My Nightmare on Elm Street.
And that sounds good. What is that?
It's a documentary, and it's about, Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 2.
Yeah.
Freddy's Revenge.
Yes.
There was a lot of gay subtext in it, and they made a documentary about the making of it and how the star, you know, how he was gay, but he wasn't out then. And
really?
Yeah, so I got to talk to, you know, Freddie himself on the red carpet about
Robert England.
Robert England.
And he's a nice guy, isn't he?
Cool. He is so great.
Yeah.
He is so great. There's a big fan of somebody in here in the radio station. They love
him. Wendy and I had him on a few years ago, and I'm sure Nick would be a big fan. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a trip.
So there was a time, and it shows that there's been some progress made, where if they were releasing a movie that had a gay theme to it, like I remember there was a movie called The Boys in the Band. Did you ever see that or hear that?
All right. Yeah.
So it was so controversial that they couldn't show it in most mainstream theaters. Mm-hmm. Even though the movie has gay characters in it, it wasn't like you were watching an adult film, but it just shows that in not that long of a time, finally there's some acceptance.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a process, and it's still moving along.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's still important to have, you know, film festivals like this in LA and Chicago and things like that. So it's nice to have that represented.
And it gives gay water polo players a chance to see their magic on film.
Unrepresented in the movie business.
So far, yes. Right. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So we have, this is a really cool event, the Andersonville Takeover at 360 on the John Hancock.
What are they taking over?
They are taking over the space up there.
Oh.
And from 6 to 8 on September 5th.
You scared me, Jerry. I thought there was something big coming down.
Well, it's my neighborhood, so I'm excited.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so they are, the admission's $12.50. Mm-hmm. So that's another really reasonable
price.
Very
affordable.
And then you can go sample all these different, like, all these things from the neighborhood up by my house. So I love it.
These are different restaurants participating? Is that what's going
on? Restaurants, but all kinds of things. Like double-decker bus tours, the candle store. A lot of stuff. Rattleback Records, my friend has a record store.
I know what that is.
In Andersonville.
Yeah.
Yep. So that he's going to be there.
So this is just off of Clark, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. But this is, well, that's the hood in Andersonville.
Yeah.
But the event is going to be at 360, you know, the observation deck, 94th floor.
Yeah. All right. So, and when is this?
This is September, let's see. We have a September 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up.
So I have tickets for the gay water polo match that night, so I can't go that night.
Oh, my gosh. You're never going to let that go, are you?
The shiny shrimp.
Right. The shiny shrimp are coming to town, so I can't miss that.
So that's going on. The green tie ball's coming again.
Oh, talk about this.
That's a big one.
33rd annual.
Yeah.
So this has been 33 years of this.
Yep.
Benefits Gateway Green. So Friday, September 13th, this is going to be at the Alhambra Palace, 1240 West Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool space that they've never used before for this event.
Yeah.
It's called I Dream of Greeny. Don't you love it?
Yes and no.
Well, here's the whole thing.
Depends on what that means.
Let me just tell you the behind the scenes for this one. So it was really, because the space is very, you know how the space is very like interesting, and they were going to have Barbara Eden come.
Oh, wow.
Really?
But she's not been able, I don't know if she's going to be able to make it.
Oh.
So that was the whole dream behind that. I Dream of Greeny. But it's, you know, it's to help.
But I like
Gateway
that
Green.
They didn't give up. Like, once Barbara Eden said, I'll let you know later, they didn't change course. They
like,
still ran
good.
With it. Yeah.
Let's go with it.
The title.
Just keep going with, well, the space and everything.
Yeah.
So Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy is going to be there.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So he's come out for it.
He'll be dressed as a genie.
Possibly. I would love it if he
But
did.
You know, like billowy pants and the crop top, right?
Uh-huh. If you can't get Barbara Eden for something, the next thing you do is you go, we'll see if Pete Wentz is available.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
That
absolutely.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's going to be hosted by WGN Radio's Rokan and Anna DeSantis.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've heard the commercials for this.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're good. Be there. All right, that'll be a fun night.
Yeah,
right.
So they can get tickets at gatewaygreen.org and help out the environment.
I Dream of Greeny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Riot Fest is coming.
What Too loud. That? That's too loud for me,
too
Jerry.
Too loud for you?
The riot is too loud.
There's, well, that's
when
a
is
lot of
when is Shh Fest?
Riot Fest is
Hush Fest.
September 13th through 15th. It's in Douglas Park again.
Oh.
So out in Douglas Park, we got Blink 182.
Love them.
B-52s.
Love them.
Village People.
Love them.
Patti
Three for
Smith.
Three. Love her.
You like Patti Smith?
Yeah. Yeah. You know who she's married to?
Who?
John McEnroe.
Really? What?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you?
I'm almost positive she is. Are Patti Smith and Patti Smythe the same person,
no.
or are they different? Then
very
John
different.
May be married to somebody with a similar name.
Oh, wow.
They get that all the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's married to Blink-182. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Or right. one of the Village People.
Maybe, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The police officer from the Village People.
The Violent Femmes are coming.
I'm oh, that's
all
great.
Of, all
I like them.
Bands. Yeah, you're going to love it. The lineup's really fun.
Wow, that is a strong lineup.
Yeah, and Goose Island's doing this. And
oh, that'll be fun.
Giving out beer with a schedule on.
When is this? Cool. When
that
is Riot Fest?
September 13th through the 15th.
All right.
So 13th
through the 15th. Okay.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Ravinia's got some more shows. I just went last night. It is so
Who did
nice
you see last
there.
Night?
Michael Feinstein.
Oh, you know good show. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
He's like cabaret kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Haley Reinhart was there. I got to talk to her a little
She bit. Is one of my all-time favorite singers. We've had
really?
Wendy and I have had her on four or five times. because she does a little bit of everything. But my favorite thing is she does like some throwback music from the 40s, and she's so good.
She I think she knocked him out of the park.
She's great, I think, so talented.
People went in to see Michael, and then when they heard her, they're like, wow.
So she got her start. Haley Reinhardt got her start on American Idol, right?
American Idol.
And then all of a sudden, you knew she was good, but when she broke out afterwards, you just go, wow, is she good?
Yeah, and she's so pretty. Oh my gosh.
Really nice. She's from here, right?
She's from Chicago? Yeah, she's from
I like her.
And that's a great setting for to go and see something, if you have Ravinia. A band or whatever. Right? And even if you just like that style of music, because it's a park-like setting where you can do the whole picnic thing. People kind of set up their little areas, kind of camp out, and it's so different from almost any other venue. We've got a lot of them here in Chicago, but for Ravinia, definitely.
It's nice.
Yeah, Sting, I guess, rocked it. He had two nights, and everybody was there. It was just packed.
Yep.
But the ones that are upcoming is Lenny Kravitz, September 7th.
Oh, yeah.
Kesha, September 8th.
She's good.
You know her? Crazy.
Yep. She uses the same dollar sign in her name that Dane used to use. I had to talk Dane out of it.
She bought it from me, actually. Yeah.
She quit using that. She doesn't use it anymore.
Oh, she stopped.
I bought it back.
Dane, you can take it.
Let him have it. She gave it to you for a steal.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige is coming September
13th. Very talented lady.
And Morrissey, September 14th.
Well, I love him.
Let's see if he shows up.
Yeah.
He's notorious for not showing up.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I've had a great time out there.
Oh, that's excellent.
Does it say that, Jerry, on like some of the advertisements for Morrissey? Is like
Morrissey, if available.
Is there any kind of like, maybe he'll show up? The maybe he'll show up tour.
It's just like, it's like a well-known thing.
I mean, it's like 50-50.
The Willie or Won'ty tour.
Right. And have to stop cooking meat at Ravinia.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He's going to make him shut it down.
Yep. He's very adamant about
that. That's what he did at Riot Fest.
Do you have one more? Because we're out of time. Give me one more thing. Is there one more or not?
There is, yeah.
What is it?
Let's see. Oh, gosh, there's so many. I love some new movies.
Do you have a website for if a case like this where you run out of time where people can...